Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I speak for all of us when I say, and certainly all Washingtonians, how very sad we are for American Airlines, for the United States Department of Defense, and for all Americans for the loss of life that happened with the collision of these aircrafts. We know that includes families from across our region, as well as in Kansas and across the country. This morning, we all share in a profound sense of grief. I do want to thank the first responders who acted quickly last night, who ran towards danger, went into a very frigid river, and have worked throughout the night. Chief Donnelly reported in last night's briefing that we have a strong mutual aid agreement in our region, and those teams have worked together throughout the night in really tough and heartbreaking conditions, and we should all thank them for their heroic efforts. So we'll have several updates today. I'm first going to turn to the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, and then you will hear directly from Chief John Donnelly with a situational update.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, Sean Duffy here, Secretary of Transportation. We wish we were gathering for different purposes today. I just want to let you know that the Department of Transportation, the FAA, along with the White House, President Trump, local, state, and federal partners all working together on this incident in unison. I couldn't be prouder of this team that's been assembled, working tirelessly. Mayor, I want to thank you specifically for your work. A few details I'd like to give all of you, and some of you reported this, but last night, if you live in the D.C. area, you would know that this was a clear night last night. The helicopter was in a standard pattern. If you live in the D.C. area, you'll see helicopters up and down the river. This flight pattern is seen oftentimes when you live in D.C. This was a standard flight pattern last night as well. The American Airlines flight coming into land was in a standard flight pattern as it was coming into DCA. So this was not unusual with a military aircraft flying the river and aircraft landing at DCA. And again, if you live in the area, you'll see that frequently with those two aircraft working together. As you many of you have reported, we have located the two aircrafts. The fuselage of the American Airlines plane was inverted. It's been located in three different sections. It's in about waist deep water. So that recovery is going to go on today as that recovery takes place of the fuselage of the aircraft. NTSB is going to start to analyze that aircraft, partner with the FAA with all of the information we have to get the best results possible for the American people. I would just say that safety is our expectation. Everyone who flies in American skies expects that we fly safely, that when you depart an airport, you get to your destination. That didn't happen last night. And I know that President Trump, his administration, the FAA, the DOT, we will not rest until we have answers for the families and for the flying public. You should be assured that when you fly, you're safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Thank you, Mayor. I'm joined today with Fire Chief Bonnet from the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, and I'm John Donnelly, Chief of the District of Columbia Fire and EMS Department. Last night at 8:48, the control tower sounded an alert, which alerts responders to respond to a report of an aircraft crash on or near the airport. That sets off an immediate response from the Airport Authority Fire Department, from the District of Columbia and Metropolitan Harbor Patrol fireboats and other fireboats on the river in order to support that type of operation. Very quickly, this call escalated. It became apparent, the responders realized that they had a plane crash and immediately escalated to a response that ultimately included about 300 people last night. These responders found extremely frigid conditions. They found heavy wind. They found ice on the water, and they operated all night in those conditions. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the agencies that responded in addition to DC Fire and EMS and the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, Montgomery County Fire Department, the Prince George's County Fire Department, the Charles County Fire Department, the Baltimore County Police Department, the Anne Arundel County Fire Department, the Alexandria Fire Department, the Arlington County Fire Department, the Fairfax Fire Department, the Prince William Fire Department, the Baltimore City Police Department, the Maryland State Police, the Maryland Natural Resources Police, the Department of Defense, the Joint Base and Bowling Fire Department, and the staff there, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Coast Guard, the United States Park Police, the Metropolitan Police Department, the FBI, and the NTSB. Despite all those efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter. The District Office of the Medical Examiner has lead on reuniting these bodies and these people with their loved ones, and we will continue to work to find all the bodies and collect them and reunite them with their loved ones. We should also acknowledge that the Virginia Medical Examiner and the Army Medical Examiner are involved in this operation and a very important part of getting the people identified. So.
You're listening to live coverage here on
WBEN. Our hearts are certainly with all of the crew in American Airlines, and we'll hear from CEO Isom.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning. I'm Robert Isom, the CEO of American Airlines. I want to express my sincere condolences for the accident that happened at DCA last night. We're absolutely heartbroken for the family and loved ones of the passengers and crew members, and also for those that were on the military aircraft. Our focus right now is doing everything that we can to support all of those involved and also the PSA Airlines team. This is devastating. We are all hurting incredibly. We urge any family and friends looking for information about their loved ones to call our designated helpline. And that's at 1-800-679-8215, 1-800-679-8215. And here's what I can share at this early stage. American Eagle Flight 5342, operated by PSA Airlines, traveling from Wichita, Kansas to Reagan National Airport, was involved in an accident just before 9 p.m. local time on final approach into Reagan National. It collided with a military aircraft on an otherwise normal approach, and at this time we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the PSA aircraft. Flight 5342, a CRJ-700, was under the command of four crew members. It carried 60 passengers, as you know, for a total of 64 people on board. In addition to local resources already here in D.C., American Airlines has activated our care team, and that's a group of specialists that are trained to support these types of responses. These team members are on site or arriving soon, And additionally, we have members of our GO team that are on ground here in D.C., and they're being deployed with resources to do everything that we can to take care of the needs of the families and the loved ones of the passengers and crew members. And that is our sole focus. And we're so grateful for the first responders. They've been working through the night, courageous efforts. And we're actively working with local, state, and federal authorities on emergency response efforts and closely coordinating with PSA Airlines as they cooperate fully with the NTSB on the investigation. I know that there are many questions. At this early stage, I just won't be able to answer many, but we'll provide additional information as it comes. Thank you.
Live coverage from Washington, D.C. here on WBEN.
Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority CEO Jack Potter. The authority manages Washington Reagan, Washington National, and Dulles International.
Good morning, and thank you, Mayor. First, let me begin by expressing our condolences for all the victims of this flight and for their families. There's a lot of grieving going on, and so we're very sympathetic to that. I want to echo what was said about the first responders. When there's a problem in this area, everybody drops everything, and they rush to where the problem is. So I want to thank the chief, the entire team from Washington, D.C., but just as important, the list of folks that the chief described, federal authorities have been here en masse, and so a lot of effort was brought to bear. Unfortunately, we weren't able to rescue anyone, but we are in the recovery mode right now. And I just want to, last night I expressed the fact that we hope to open at 11 o'clock today, and that is still the case. We're going to open the airport at 11 o'clock. And again, condolences to the families and thanks to the many, many who are still out there working very, very hard to complete this recovery. Thank you, Mayor.
I do want to acknowledge that the Virginia Transportation Secretary is here in addition to the Alexandria Mayor. And I will like to ask members of the Virginia congressional delegation to the podium next. U.S. Senator Mark Warner, followed by Tim Kaine and Representative Don Beyer.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to join with everyone else and express my condolences for the victims. For folks who don't live in the DMV, we are made up of a lot of jurisdictions, Reagan Airports in Virginia. Across the river, we have Maryland, obviously the district, but as been indicated by the chief, when tragedy happens, all those distinctions between the various jurisdictions and our federal partners all disappear. And I want to again thank all the first responders. On a personal note, I'll just add that literally I now know I was coming back from the district from a dinner to my home in Old Town Alexandria. And while I did not see the collision, I wondered, I'd never seen this many red lights streaming towards the airport and across the river in Maryland about this time. My phone started blowing up and I realized that this accident had taken place. There'll be a time to figure out, I know NTSB will have a briefing later in the day, but to the victims, our condolences, to the first responders, our thanks.
The sorrow, thanks, and questions. So sorrow, as all have expressed, to the crew, to the passengers, to the soldiers, to their families, to their friends, to their loved ones, to people who are still trying to get information and unsure whether their loved ones have been lost. We offer our profound condolences to them and our sorrow for this tragedy. Thanks. I'll echo, Mayor, what you began with. When you see a challenge like this and you see people from so many different agencies, local, state, federal, with different uniforms, different badges, but working in such a coordinated way, even in the midst of a tragedy, it does give you a sense of appreciation and pride in people's willingness to come to the danger and work together. And I started to see that as a local official 30 years ago in Richmond, and definitely have seen it here. And then finally, questions. There are going to be a lot of questions, obviously, a lot of questions. And that's what the NTSB's job is to be an independent investigator of incidents like this. And they are here. We were in dialogue with them earlier today. They've been here since they got the alert, and they will be doing the work and playing lead in answering the many questions that we have. And that's as it should be. It's not a time to speculate. It's a time to investigate and get answers to the questions we need. And I have confidence that will be done. Thank you.
Following up on the Senator, I think grief, thanks, and service. With millions and millions of Americans traveling every year, we are all grieving, knowing that it could have been our loved ones, it could have been us, and our hearts go out to all those who have lost folks. In a most partisan place, also, I'm really thankful that Democrats and Republicans, people from all over, have come together to try to make sure that people are served. As a local representative, I want the families to know that our office is available to serve you in any way we possibly can through this time of grief and transition and loss. And then also just note that we're deeply grateful for the people who risked their lives last night on a moment's notice and spent the whole night on the river in the ice and the wind, serving us. And then finally, as Senator Kaine, Senator Horner noted, after the NTSB investigation, we've got to make sure that at the federal level and with the support of Virginia, Maryland, D.C., we're doing everything we can to make sure this does not happen again.
So with that, it's been said already that the National Transportation Safety Board becomes the lead agency in the investigation. Our jurisdiction and D.C. where the crash occurred over the river concludes as we, in the leadership role of the Unified Command, as we shift to a recovery effort. We expect the National Transportation Safety Board to provide briefings to the press later in the day. So at this point, we can take a few questions. Yes.
Without a shadow of a doubt that people are safe to fly.
What we can talk about today is what happened here with the collision of these vehicles. We said what we know, and that the National Transportation Safety Board continues to investigate. I don't know that any of us have been briefed on anything that would suggest any other aircraft are implicated. Yes?
You're still missing 30-plus people in the water. What are some of the challenges in recovering them right now?
Chief.
So the rescue operation or the recovery operation goes on. It's a lot of touch and feel in the different parts of the plane and the helicopter, and the crash area is a little spread out, so we've got some work to do. And I think it's a pretty normal type of situation. I don't think it's extraordinary.
How spread out is this debris field?
So the wind started blowing last night, so we've had debris travel from the airport down as far as the Wilson Bridge.
Mile-wise, how far is that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Less than a mile.
This is a question for CEO Carter. You're going to open the airport at 11 o'clock this morning. How are you going to do that? And what impact is that going to have on operations, on passengers, on people's anxiety? How are we going to do this?
Well, we're going to open the airport at 11 o'clock. It's safe. We've worked with all the federal agencies, FAA, and you know, it's been determined that we can open that airport safely. The recovery effort that's on our property is on the waterfront. Our primary runway, 119, will be open. It's away from any activity. We're going to have a secure area around that. So all are comfortable that we can get back to operations. Now, each airline will announce or communicate to their passengers what their operations are going to be. Obviously, their networks were disrupted overnight, and so we might have a slow recovery, but the bottom line is we will begin to have aircraft moving out of this airport at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine,
123. Has the flight recorder been recovered, the black box at all?
I don't think we can say anything about what's in NTSB's purview.
You mentioned the airport opens 3 hours from now. There's a lot of helicopter traffic from the military, U.S. Park Police, and all that. Will helicopters be flying right through here as well, beyond the recovery efforts?
I don't know the answer to that. Jack, do you have anything to add? We don't have anything to add about that. Yes.
This is for Secretary Duffy. Can you reassure Americans that the U.S. still has the safest airspace in the world?